Hey everybody, this is OG World of Shazam, and with me is
Rachel, aka Rachel underscore true.living on Instagram.
So today we're going to be talking about Shazam 2 predictions and Justice League sequel predictions, when we'll be getting that movie, if we will, and what we predict might happen.
Yes.
So when do you think, first of all, the release date for the Shazam sequel will be? When do you think it?
I think sometime in 2021, because I know that the director David F. Sandberg said that they possibly will be start shooting Shazam 2 summer.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Do you have any any expectations? Somebody you want to pop up? A cameo, perhaps?
To be honest, I don't know at the moment, because there's so many good DCEU characters that still have yet to be explored and all that.
That's 100% true. The DCEU, like, people, I don't understand why they hate on the DCEU that much. And it's like, okay, so I want to clear this up. So when I post a meme about Marvel, MCU, DC, that's a joke. We all love Marvel and DC.
Oh, yeah.
But those people that go up in the comments and they start commenting stuff about DC characters and Marvel characters, that's not why. That was not the purpose of the post. I want that to be clear.
No, I know.
So I love all the DC movies, all the DCEU movies. I love them all. Even Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, I love them so much. I don't understand why people didn't like them. Maybe I understand why from a different perspective, but I don't get why people have to hate on somebody else's vision, which was Zach.
I know, because I remember when I went back and I went to his panel, there was a lot of hate on Captain Marvel's Marvel with Brie Larson.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, he said that someone had brought him into that thread of that conversation on Twitter, and he basically told the person, look, I'm not a part of this. Brie is Brie. She does whoever she does. And he basically backed her up on it because she doesn't deserve that kind of...
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Even, like, even the backlash at that movie, Captain Marvel movie, I don't get it. Like, I genuinely enjoyed the movie. Like,
yeah,
it was fun. It was fun. It was nice. Like, you had a story.
Yep.
And it was like, we went with Carol through the entire story.
Exactly. So
I don't understand why people didn't like it.
I mean, the fact that with Captain Marvel coming out, and then Shazam, and then Avengers Endgame, I felt that Avengers Endgame should have came out in May, giving Shazam more breathing room, per se.
Definitely. Definitely, yeah.
But it still did really well in the box office, despite that Marvel just, you know... Marvel's Marvel.
No, it was like I said in the comments before the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shazam is a family movie. It's for families to go enjoy their time together, laugh, allow kids, little kids, to see what it might feel like to be Superman. Even if it's not them acting, but they get to have somebody to relate to.
Yes, and there's a lot of levity in it. You can't spell levity without Levi.
Definitely, yep, 100. I love that, yeah. Definitely. I like, the only thing I'm afraid of for the sequel is the age of the actors. Like, I went back through my entire feed from when I first started posting, and I saw one of the pictures with Zach and Asher. Asher was he was so tiny, and now he's like he's more than half Zach's height.
I know.
So like, I'm like, no, don't grow up so fast.
And so that's one thing Yeah, Zach is very, very tall. He's 6'4". I'm like, when I met him, it's like,
he's huge.
He is, but he has a lot of heart, and he puts a lot of heart into his characters, which makes it more enjoyable to watch.
Have you watched Chuck? Have you watched this TV show?
I want to. I've seen Maisel, him being Benjamin Attenberg, he's so, like, so sweet. And, of course, there's Tangled and Tangled the Series, which is in its third, it's coming for season 3, which I'm excited for, but it's the last season.
Damn.
And Zach can sing, like, holy smokes, like,
Yeah, he can. Yeah. He's talented. So, like, overall, he was a perfect casting choice. Like, I remember when I was fan casting, I had Alan from Hawk and Dove. I had him as one of my top cast choices. Mm-hmm. But when I heard Zach was, when he was chosen, I was like, whoa, that came out of nowhere. Like, because I watch his TV shows, I knew the kind of comedy he's able to put into adult characters. So I'm like, okay, that was a brilliant choice.
Yes.
Hands down, that was smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no doubt he's gonna knock it out of the park for the sequel 100%.
Oh, for sure. He's such a he's a literal man child. So he puts his characters especially as Billy, adult Billy, very well.
Yeah, he's really good. I love that. So what do you expect the family? How do you expect them to explore the dynamics of how they fight together in the sequel?
I think, well, there's going to be a big character development with each and every one of them, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
When they...
Wait, let me ask you one question real quick.
Yep.
One question. Do you think Pedro's going to talk this time instead of just nodding his head?
Yes, of course. I think so.
I hope so. He's like, check out these guns. Check out these guns.
Yes.
I want to see him talk.
Yeah.
All right. I can't finish. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, so, like, definitely a big character development with the characters, with Freddy, of course, with Jack being Freddy, Jack is, like, amazing, like, unreal.
The energy he has at his age, that energy is incredible. Like, I it's contagious. Just think of him on videos, his videos, like, posts on Instagram.
Yep.
Like, that smile, it's like, okay, that's contagious. Like, I want to smile now,
And then,
it's really, his energy is perfect.
Faith has Darla. She.
Oh, that was adorable. That was so.
I know.
That was adorable.
She's so sweet.
Then
there's the guy Mary. Who plays Pedro, and then there's Grace who plays Mary. She does a very good job as playing Mary, in my opinion.
Look, I know Michelle is a perfect cast as the adult version of Mary. But I think she, even Grace could have done the adult version. Like, she was already, like, an adult, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say anything. It was perfect regardless.
No, I know.
But, I just feel like they could have kept her.
I find it interesting with some TV shows in particular that they have older people playing, like, years younger characters.
Yeah. Flash, when you see... Nora Allen's older than Barry and Iris, the actress.
same
idea. But I think overall, like, as the family themselves, the character development, it's 100% gonna, the dynamic between each character, the relationship Billy is building, because I think what made it so much more interesting at the end of the first movie is when he sees his mother, he finds what he wanted, he found his family. But then he realizes that it's not who you're born with, it's not blood, it's the people you choose to love.
Yes.
That choose you.
Exactly.
That made it much. Yeah. And when he stands up in front of Dr. Savannah, and he realizes that he's not gonna win because he knows how to control his power.
Exactly.
Like, you know, he realized that it's about family.
Exactly.
And it was just that he just gave it much more feel, much more relatability for the audience with the character.
Mm-hmm. The fact that, like, when he went to see his biological mother, that was so heartbreaking, and, like, you have so many questions, like, why would you say that to your son?
I know, you could have at least lied, and why tell that to the audience? We want to lie, we want you to lie. Like, say you couldn't find him, maybe, not that you saw him and you left him.
Exactly.
That was so...
Ugh.
Yeah. So one of my predictions for this Shazam sequel, I don't necessarily think they're going to explore the magic lands, just because it's such a... I don't think they can fit it all into one movie.
Yeah.
Because the comic series right now, I don't think they can put all of that into one movie. They would need at least two movies to explore the entire world of the magic lands. So my prediction would be, is Dr. Savannah and the mind, they escape 100%.
Oh, yeah, that's sure. A guarantee. You kind of see that coming.
Yeah. So I think that they will, like, the mind will give flashbacks and hints about magic lands, but they're gonna stay on Earth.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be on Earth, and then the credit scene might be with them opening up, finding the map.
Yep.
That then they can start exploring.
Yep.
That's what my prediction would be as a plot.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you on that one. Now, I found it interesting with the dog. That was Black Adam's dog, apparently. So it's like, is that hinting more towards Black Adam? For all we know?
You know, the thing is, when they cast The Rock as Black Adam,
yep.
I had absolutely no doubt he was the perfect cast choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was like 2015 or even a bit before even the Shazam movie was even announced, he was cast.
Yep.
And I was so excited to see how he would look officially by DC, how they would give him his suit. Yep. Like, whatever we get, whatever cameo, whatever Easter egg we can get for Black Adam, I'm all in. Like,
definitely.
I'll take anything that makes The Rock's Black Adam.
Yes.
Like, he was perfect. Like, at first he was going to be Lobo.
Yeah.
He would still be perfect as Lobo, but I think he's just perfect as Black Adam.
Yes, definitely.
So do you have any other slight predictions? What as a plot or a twist?
I like, for me in particular, because I know that revenge big time against Billy and his family. I think that the team up with Billy's family and something gonna be bigger and better and like more powerful.
Okay. But how do you think he would get revenge? Like, what would the mind be able to provide for him, in your opinion, in the cinematic universe? Because we didn't get his backstory in the first
movie. No, but I think we'll find out, like, with Mr. Mind, like, his backstory leading up towards a certain point in the movie, and then all hell breaks loose, in one sense, and okay. Then... And then some.
Okay, that's a solid prediction. I like that.
Yeah.
Because how do you think he's gonna break out of prison? Because there is no doubt he will. Do you think he's gonna be on good behavior and they would let him out, or he's gonna escape?
That's a good question. I think he'll find a way to escape and do something or be on good behavior, but more leaning towards escaping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so too. Or no, I think that they will let him out.
Yeah.
And he's gonna get his father's company.
Yep.
And then that would like give him his empire. Because if like in Crisis on Infinite Earths, he had a good I don't remember what he did exactly, but he helped Luthor and Brainiac big time.
Yeah.
So, they really have to give us his intelligence in the movies, because he's one of the smartest, if not one of the top smartest characters in the DC universe. So I hope we get to see more of his brains as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so aside from Shazam to the Shazam sequel, what do you think? When do you think we would be getting a Justice League sequel, if we would? And
I hope we do, because it would be cool seeing Shazam joining the Justice League. Seeing what he
definitely. That's the wait. I'm sorry, but that's I don't think we would see that for a long time.
No, I know.
Because you can't take Billy by himself. You would have to have his entire family. And if it's a Justice League movie, there's a certain budget that the director can use. As much as I'd love to see Billy with them, I don't think we'll see that for a very long time.
But if Billy and his family were to join, Billy would be like having races with the Flash, of course. And Superman and Wonder Woman would be having a great time. Batman's like, oh boy, another kid on our team.
Superman and Wonder Woman.
Another kid.
Clark and
on our
Diana
team.
Would be babysitting them.
Batman'd be like, oh boy.
Not more kids.
I can't handle it. And Freddy would be like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm meeting my idols. What do I do? What should I say?
But do you think Ben will be back? Because I feel like Ben's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs a break.
Yeah.
I think he needs a break, but he's coming back.
Yes, I think so too.
Like I know Robert Pattinson's a great actor.
Yes.
But if he's not going to be the future version of Bruce,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to recast somebody now. Because that will just... It would confuse the audience a lot.
Exactly.
So I think Ben's going to be back.
I think so too.
So, what do you think? Do you think Cyborg will be back? Will be back?
Maybe.
I don't know. They've been hinting... Like, DC's been hinting that they're moving away from Cyborg as a character.
But Cyborg is an important character in the DC universe. He has his own aspects, which is, like, great towards him. And then when he joins, when he's in the Justice League, it's like they have this powerful group.
It's true.
And they're, like, they can be
unstoppable. Yeah, he adds the modernness to the League, and the more... That side of, like, the younger audience can relate to, because everybody's addicted to the internet, addicted to technology, and he's technically half technology now.
Exactly.
Or even 75% technology. So I think from a marketing point, to attract more young audience, they would have to bring Cyborg back.
Exactly.
So what would your ideal plot of the movie be?
Oh.
Like, who would be the ideal villain?
That honestly is a good question.
I think I would definitely choose the Legion of Doom. Like, you can never go wrong with
No, you can't.
That's why I think we're getting Cheetah. We got Black Manta, and he's still alive.
Yep.
We have Luther. We have... I hope we get a Green Lantern movie before Justice League 2, though.
Yep.
Because if we get that, you can get one scene at least with Luther convincing Sinestro to get revenge on either Jon Stewart or Hal.
Yes.
So I hope we get something. We get the a Green Lantern.
Let's hope that the new Green Lantern movie has a better written story than when Ryan Reynolds was.
But I don't. I think it was still a good movie. It was just his origin story. Like, you can't change the origin of Hal.
That is true. And the fact that Mark Strong portrayed Sinestro, I mean, it's like...
That was perfect.
Yes, was perfect.
And I don't think they'll cast him again as Sinestro, so I really hope Luke Evans, he looks the part, and he's a terrific actor.
I mean, Mark Strong is perfect for Savannah's, like... He's
definitely, hands down, 100%.
Meant for Savannah, hands down, 100%.
I cannot argue with that. He is perfect. Dango. Anyway, that's our predictions for Justice League, the sequel, when or if we will ever get it, and the Shazam sequel predictions.
Yep.
If you guys enjoyed it, please share the podcast.
Please do.
DM us. We can always get more opinions. Even if you're a Marvel fan, please. We'd like to get your opinion on the DC universe and your universe. So we're all one. We're like, comic books is comic books. The comic book world is meant to allow people like us, people that don't fit in generally in the outside world, and make us all in a new world. It brings us together. So the hate that Marvel and DC, those movie fans,
Yep.
That can always stop. You just have to talk with one another without basically insulting each other. So yeah. If you guys enjoyed it, please let us know, and
yeah, yes, please
let
do.
Us know. All right. So we'll see you guys later.
Bye. Right.
Bye. Thank you.